You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. It's not going to be a super, super long show for me today. I've got five markets this weekend. Three of them I'm doing at the same location. I'm at the Ukrainian Museum Osredok at the foot of the Disraeli Bridge for the next 3 days. And my cousins Oksana and Nadia are going to be helping me out on Saturday at the Wolseley Market and one out in Cook's Creek. This weekend especially is just this... I don't even know why I'm anxious about it, because they're both amazing at what they do, and they're going to pull off the market without a hitch, and I know that, but I'm still nervous and anxious. I tried to take a nap today. I almost dozed off, and then something woke me up, and I woke up sad, and I don't know, I wasn't sad about my parents, I wasn't sad about finances, I was just sad, and I cried a bit. And then I stopped and just had to get up, and I made myself a snack, and now I'm here. I was talking to my buddy John, and he's going through a grieving period as well. And he says, yeah, it just comes and goes. Doesn't make any sense. It just is what it is. Regardless, I am excited to set up my music studio once this weekend and next weekend especially wrap up, because then my market season kind of comes to an end. My parents' house sold, which is amazing. Possession, unfortunately, is less amazing. It's January to February, which means that I got to keep going back to the house and looking after things, but I got a blanket that the cat peed on that won't fit into my washer, so I'm going to take that to my parents' place and wash that there and just do a bunch of stuff at their place. There's not a lot left to pack up, but I got stuff I got to do. I'm heading over on Saturday with Nadia to pick up a Christmas tree. She's going to take my the Christmas tree that we put up every year and have that at her place, which is kind of cool. There's a box set that I picked up a while ago of the early Fritz Lang Dr. Mabuse films. There's a second box set that came out, and I've seen it a bunch of times at McNally, but they sent it back because it wasn't selling, and of course I went in to pick it up the other day and it was gone. So they're going to try to get it back, the one with the identical packaging. Identical styled packaging to the one that I have. It's called Mabuse Lives, and I think it's all the Mabuse films that starred Wolfgang Preiss from the 60s. There was The Return of Dr. Mabuse, The Invisible Dr. Mabuse, The Testament remake. I think that's in there again. Scotland Yard Hunts Dr. Mabuse, and The Secret of Dr. Mabuse. And that was all done between 1960. Oh, wow, no. Thousand Eyes was 1960, was still done by Fritz Lang. The Return through Secret were all 1961 to 1964. I'm not sure if Vengeance was included in the box set, but it's something I'm going to dive into right away. This warbly business is courtesy of my favorite pedal company, Chase Bliss. Doing some weird and wonderful automated magic. My plan today was just to do BBC Radiophonic workshop music. BBC Radiophonic and adjacent, I guess. And I was hoping to be here longer than I'd planned to be, or that I'm going to be here because of work commitments, but again, it's coming to an end soon. I'm going to be able to do these little themed shows with gusto. But I do have a lot of radiophonic music here to get through with you, so stick around and enjoy the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan here on CKUW 95.9 FM, and I realized that I haven't told you what you've heard yet. You're going to hear a lot of the same names because the Radiophonic Workshop was a very, very, very small group. If you're interested in learning about the Radiophonic Workshop, there are a few good books out that are, some of them are easier to find than others. There's a one by Daphne Aram. The name of the book I can't really remember right now. There's another kind of textbook that Delia Derbyshire released. There's other Radiophonic Workshop books that I've seen on eBay for way out of my price range. But you can also look around online. Mark Ayers, who's composed for Doctor Who, is the archivist for the Radiophonic Workshop, and he's the one who works with Silva Screen Records to put out all the amazing reissues of Radiophonic Workshop releases that have come out on Record Store Day for the last couple of years, as well as the Doctor Who classic scores that aren't coming out fast enough. But you can always reach out to him too. There's an active group on Facebook about the Radiophonic Workshop, and the surviving members are actually still playing live. Not as often as they were in the last couple of years, but they're still alive and kicking and playing with their oscillators. We started the set off with Patty Kingsland and Broken Biscuit Club, Delia Derbyshire, Brian Hodgson, and Don Harper with Liquid Energy, Rhythm Only, Delia Derbyshire with Dance from Noah, John Baker with Get Happy, Malcolm Clark with Romanesque and Rout, Peter Howell with Color Rinse, Malcolm Clark with Hurdy Gurdy, and Le Grand Piece de la Foire de la Rue Delaware, John Baker with Milky Way and Festival Time, Roger Lim with Ghost in the Water, John Baker with Electroaggression MQ LP38/1, Don Harper with Psychosis, Patty Kingsland with Everything's All Right Again from the movie The Changes, John Baker with Many a Slip and Tempo Counter, Peter Howell with The Astronauts, Brian Hodgson, Delia Derbyshire, and Don Harper with Liquid Energy, and Patty Kingsland with Reg. Our compulsory can is coming up soon. We have a bit more Radiophonic Workshop to get through before 1 o'clock hits. So this is The Stranger's House on the wonderful and frightening world of Patrick Michaelishan. Thank you.
Thank you.